Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon.
This has been such a great hour with Ian Happ and our crowd here at Brickhouse Tavern at Wrigley. We love having him here. Don't forget the Compound Live is on Saturday if you want tickets. Ian Happ is also, you just told us that PCA is the special guest. Music Box Theater is where you can get those tickets. And I have put this off the last 49 minutes. We sang the seventh inning stretch last night. Should we play it? I guess we'll play again.
Do we need to play it?
Yeah, because you have things to do. You were up in the seventh inning. You had stuff going on. We had to wait what seemed like a million years because there were pitching changes. So without further ado, we're going to play this for you.
Please.
The game is tied. It's time for the seventh inning stretch featuring the midday show score hosts, Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris.
First things first, a happy birthday to the legendary Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes.
All
right, Cubs fans, let us hear you.
A one,
a two,
a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
I've worked with you for enough years. You can roast me. I know you and Marshall have not worked together as long.
No, we'll take the roast.
All right. We're okay for this. This
Keep
is Baseball
real.
House.
Yeah,
we're going to do this real.
How'd you guys feel about it?
Oh, that's never a good sign.
That's really never a good sign. But here's how I felt. I was worried about one thing and one thing only, and that was the pacing of it. And we were told, your teammate, Nico Horner, was just like, have fun with it. We were told by Ryan Dempster, who said, yo, people just go too fast. They're too fast out of the gate, and that's what messes the whole thing up. So that's really all I cared about. I think, actually, the birthday shout-out to Pat Hughes and then the audience response kind of got us more in the mood for it than anything else, because it wasn't like a cold start. It was
I thought you guys did a good job. I was where I didn't hear this live. I was hitting in the bottom of the seventh. And so I was down under watching the pitcher who was going to come out of the pen.
Important.
And so
you were working, is what you're saying.
I didn't make my way onto the field until maybe there was like 40 seconds left on the clock, actually. But hearing it back, I thought, good pacing, not too fast. I think, Marshall, did you go for the, you just put the mic at one point, you were like.
That was the thing Layla and I talked about before. I was like, I'd rather do that than anything else.
Do they show you the words there?
So this was crazy. They gave us the lyrics like twice. Once when we went upstairs, like outside of the booth, then we get in the booth and Ron Coomer's got the lyrics to give us. He's like, keep this here. And I was just like, And we were told by the person that was escorting us around, Zara, she said, oh, you'd be surprised how people just don't even know anything about anything.
Oh, yeah, people
anything.
Botch it,
I was like,
man.
Then why are they doing it? And they're they're dignitaries.
Confidence.
I could see you getting up there in front of 40,000 people and you're freezing up a little bit on the line. So you guys know you didn't miss any words. That's a big win.
I found out it was yesterday. I found out it was never and not never.
Never. Yeah, it's never.
So that was something I was like, oh, today I learned something.
I think the biggest thing is like on the script with the lyrics to the song, they put like 1, 2, 3 beforehand. They also put let's get some runs or some version of that. We missed a moment because we said whatever we wanted at the beginning. We could have said whatever we wanted at the end. So we were saying we should have just yelled out, extend Kyle Tucker. But we didn't. But I was like, if we had done that,
They might have never let you back.
Probably not.
They're probably never going to let you back anyway. We were worried if you guys lost in extras that we weren't going to be let back in.
That's a good point.
Like, we kept stressing out about that during the actual outing. So thanks for coming through and making sure that we weren't bad luck.
Yeah.
But so that's our question. If you had one thing that you could yell if you were on the mic like that, like what would, sports thought anything,
you've
what would it be?
You got everybody's attention.
You know what I would go with, which I really like about Wrigley? I would do no wave at Wrigley. I like
that. Wow.
You're an anti-wave guy.
Yeah, I love it. I love when they try to start a wave out there and the left field bleachers is just shutting it down.
Those are your people? Is that your directive?
Oh, well, it's their directive, but I'm in on it. They're just yelling at people. Like, somebody will start a wave and they'll start ripping.
Why the anti-wave stance?
I think the idea behind it is that the game is on the field and you don't want to distract the players, and I appreciate that. I think that it's a really cool thing about Wrigley. Some of the unwritten Wrigley rules, I think it's awesome.
Does it distract you? Does the wave distract players?
Not really. I would say that when you're hitting from time to time, like especially, like there's some ballparks, right, where there's nothing in center field, where it's just like open. Like San Diego's a good example of like all their storage is back there. Like there's nothing in center field, so you're not going to see any fans.
Straight batters.
Wrigley, like
there's people.
Like you're going to see the fans if they're moving kind of behind the pitcher in center. Huh. And so
top half of the inning then, do the wave.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
See, we're cultivating this.
I hate to say I'm pro-wave, but it's because you can't organize anybody. And for some reason, the wave is still something where people get together and work on a group project.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, Layla's big thing was the 100 men versus a gorilla. It's like, you can't get 100 men to do anything together. They're not going to be able to kill a gorilla.
That's a good point.
How do you feel about it?
There's some pretty strong dudes out there.
All right. Athlete confidence, I should have known.
Strength in numbers.
And I'm sorry we didn't have time to ask you about your experience at the 6-3 game. You Julie went to the epic Bears-Seahawks game on a Thursday night.
Yeah, we were in town for the holidays, and so we went to that game. Great tailgate before. Really great. Had a great time at the game. Had a blast. On the field, not all that exciting, but it was good to be there. Good to be supporting.
It seemed like a very punchy crowd. Like, it was a sarcastic crowd. They were cheering on fake stuff. Like, that part of it seemed like it was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just really cool to be there and be around it. And I think, you know, when you're in Chicago for this long and you know kind of everything that goes into it and how much people care about not only the Cubs, but the other sports in the city, just to be a part of it and to be there and be supportive is cool.
You are one of us. I noticed when you're talking about the weather earlier, you're like, I know, I never know with this weather, man. Like, you're on top of it. You are officially one of the... What have you been here for now?
This is my ninth season.
Ninth season. Wow.
Yeah,
man.
You deserve a round of applause for that.
And you do, man.
And 1,000 games under your belt. I know that means something.
You embrace, like, in a genuine way, I feel like, because everybody can say nice things about Wrigleyville and playing at Wrigley, but I feel like it's genuine with you that you'll have that no matter what happens in your career. I feel like this is going to be the place for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love it here. I've been lucky to have been drafted by the organization and to be in my ninth season. Next year will be my 10th year. And you know, my wife is from the north suburbs and
that's awesome.
And her whole family's here and Chicago's home for us and we love it. So I'm lucky for that.
Chicago convert.
I love it. Yeah, we feel that.
You don't have to stay here though in the winter. Like, I totally get that. Get the hell out of here. Like, I don't love
the winters.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't have to. We don't either.
Chicago summer undefeated though. Summer undefeated.
Best summer city
whenever
in the world.
Whenever gets here. Whenever decides to get here.
How many Bears does Ian have?
Oh, that's a great question.
For going to that particular game.
He's been with the organization for the entire organization for how long? 13, 14 years.
No, 2015.
2015 was when you were drafted. Okay. 11, yeah, I think the minimum you have to be in Chicago for 10 years to earn 6 Bears. It's a scale of 1 to 10 Bears is what I give people. 6 if you're from here or you've been here 10-plus years. So that's 6 Bears automatically. And because of what you have done and what you've meant to the team, I'm going to give you 2 more Bears. 8 Bears,
eight
ladies.
Bears.
8 Bears. That's, I mean, for an out-of-towner, like initially, this is pretty good. This is a big moment for you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And while you're here, anything else you want to let us know about? I'm enjoying my Gold Glove brew right now.
No.
Bears.
No, I think we're really excited to do this live show on Saturday.
Yes.
And excited for people to show up at Music Box Theater. And thank you, everybody, for supporting and for being here. So thank you so much.
And thanks to Ian Happ.
Is that the biggest venue you will have done the show in, by the way? Or have you
We did the same venue last year.
Oh, you did? Okay. My bad.
We think we're going to sell a few more tickets.
Oh,
so
nice.
Be a part of that.
All right.
And bring your Dansby Swanson flow headbands while you're at it. Those look like a lot of fun. Thanks again to our special guest today, Ian Happ. This
Encore.
Has been a great experience.
Cheers.
Brought to you by Verizon. And we have I think we have some Bears news we got to discuss.
We do
right?
have Bears. Yeah. You could hang around for the Bears talk if you want, Ian. I mean,
yeah, I'm going to step out on
I think
that.
He's got to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again to our crew here at Brickhouse. More to come. Rahimi and Harrison Grody on The Score.